A weekend where several teams played footy, and Will wants to talk about it as part of the Fast Four, round 20 of the NRL. Geez, we get to the finals soon.
Yeah, we are. We are flying through this season. We're in the run home. Teams are now starting to be eliminated. Every game matters now.
Yes, and first on the Fast Four, the Dolphins are damaging. The Redcliffe Dolphins defeat the Cowboys 43-24.
That was easily the most complete performance I've seen out of the Finns all year. Just an attacking blitz, which left the disorganized Cowboys defense completely shell-shocked. Tabuai Fido, Farnworth, Katoa, and Avarillo run amok like a hot knife through butter. The Finns are rounding into form and are looking like a team that no one wants to face, much less try to scheme around. The construction of their backline decoy plays, paired with the masterful playmaking of their budding superstar halfback Isaiah Katoa, is a combination that has many other teams around them scared. Redcliffe gets the bye next week while the Cowboys head home to host the Dragons on Friday night.
This is going to be a difficult one for you. Second one on the first four. Fair's fair. The Sharkies defeat the Roosters 31-18.
All right, Cronulla. You made me eat crow. Over a month ago now, I pronounced the Sharks to not be in good shape due to their propensity for giving up penalties and set restarts ad nauseum. Head coach Craig Fitzgibbon knew as much, and you could see the improvement in execution in this one. Only 5 penalties with just 2 set restart ruck infringements conceded by Cronulla, to go with just 10 errors. The talented Sharks attack did the rest while the defense was sturdy against the Roosters. As for my Roosters, Mr. Trent Robinson, head coach of the Roosters, 3-time premiership winner, you saw at the beginning of the season how badly Chad Townsend was stunting the potential of this attack. That's why you gave Hugo Savala starts in the halves pairing and sent Chad Ten down. Savala then gets injured for this crucial game in the finals hunt, and instead of starting an informed Sandon Smith at the 5-8 spot, you decide to go with Townsend again? Oh, but Chad Townsend was performing well in New South Wales Cup. Yeah, he's an NRL first grade veteran. Of course he tore it up down there. Not to say that this was the only thing that cost the Chooks the game. 17 errors and 6 ruck infringements is nowhere near good enough. The Roosters were nowhere near good enough, especially in that second half. Point blank period. The Roosters have a tough matchup in the shape of the Melbourne Storm at home on Thursday night, while the Sharks travel up the coast to face the Rabbitohs on Saturday night.
Say 5 ruck infringements really fast. No, don't. Third on the Fast Four, defining night for both teams. The Doggies defeat the St. George Illawarra Dragons 20-18. A real close one.
Barring an improbable run and help from elsewhere, you can basically bookend the Dragons season with that loss.
Oh, that's cold.
It couldn't be more fitting for the 2025 Dragons. This team has invented new ways, new methods of losing games. Kicking out on the full, defensive lapses, untimely penalties. This year's Dragons have lost games in despicable ways. This could have and probably should have been the upset of the season. Canterbury struggled mightily in the second half as the Dragons fought their way back to the lead and defended said lead until 2 minutes ago when Lachlan Galvin saved the Doggies with a gem of a try assist to Jethro Rinnakama. I cannot believe this ended up the way it did. The Bulldogs were extremely fortunate to get this.
I know, and Galvin, the investment paying off. Finally, the universe's timing is always right unless you live in the Hunter region. The Aotearoa Warriors defeat the Newcastle Knights 20-15, and I couldn't believe it. It was unbelievable.
Absolute cinema.
Unbelievable.
This game featured all the hallmarks of a game that the Warriors would usually lose. 50-50 calls going against them. 2, in fact. One was Wade Egan's disallowed try due to a double movement, which could have very been easily ruled as being momentum and a try, and a Newcastle try through Dane Gagai, which could have very easily been ruled as a no try due to Greg Marju assisting when he was held on the ground. The final 5 minutes is where this game turned up several notches.
That was crazy.
Firstly, Jack Cogger kicked a field goal just clearing the bar to put Newcastle in the lead.
Nice one, Jack.
Tanner Boyd would miss a penalty goal for a 20-meter dropout, after which Knights 5-8 Jackson Hastings found it wise to sledge Leka Halasima.
Ew.
Then, after a blocked Tanner Boyd field goal attempt, who else but Halasima himself picked up the ricocheted ball to run 40 meters for the walk-off try to put the Knights finals hopes to bed. Mr. Jackson Hastings, that's why you don't count your eggs before they hatch, as now the Knights are basically out of business for the year.
Yeah.
And will play for pride facing the Canberra Raiders away on Sunday afternoon as the Warriors head home to face the Gold Coast Titans on Sunday afternoon.
The Women's Euros are heading towards the pointy end. What's happening in that tournament?
Yeah, some huge games coming up this week. First of all, on Wednesday, the 23rd of July, England versus Italy in the semifinal. Most folks will know that England-Sweden penalty shootout, and my God, what an intense penalty shootout that was. Mm. Chloe Kelly's penalty is making the rounds across the internet, and why not? She absolutely struck that with pure class, and England just barely scraped past Sweden in that epic. And then on Thursday, the 24th of July, Spain versus Germany in that semifinal. We might get we're on a collision course towards a rematch versus England and Spain. We know what happened in the World Cup final here in Sydney basically almost 2 years ago now. Wow, time has gone by.
And of course, the Wallabies faced the Lions over the weekend. That was great. The Super Netball also happened. The Melbourne Vixens eliminated the Adelaide Thunderbirds. The West Coast Fever dominated the New South Wales Swifts in the major semi-final. That means that the Fever are now the first team into the Super Netball Grand Final. The Swifts get another go at it. They need to regroup as they host next week's preliminary final against the Vixens. Good news for the Swifts is that Captain Paige Hadley will return for that clash. Go Swifts.
Yeah, the Firebirds. Wow, who expected them to get eliminated?
Mate, the Thunderbirds.
Oh, the Thunderbirds.
That's all right.
My fault.
Who
expected them to get eliminated? They had been dominating the league recently, and that was just a huge upset.
Yeah, no, these things happen, though. That's sport, mate.
That's what it is.
Sport is like life. An Electro Collective have a song about it that I'm going to play for you now. This will help you, Will, I reckon. Yeah. Thanks so much for joining us, mate.
Thanks. Thanks, Danny.
Another charge down to Will. Oh, he's going to go over. He's going to score.
I don't want to see Chad Townsend starting anymore.
Oh, you don't want to see Chad Townsend on public transport after all that. You were talking there. It's going to be bad. This will be your last segment ever if that happens. Don't get the train to Bondi Junction, mate. 2SER Breakfast.